Good day, fellow Kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Wednesday, January 10, 2024. President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. on Wednesday expressed optimism that the Philippines' strengthened ties with Indonesia would continue even after Indonesian President Joko Widodo's term ends in October 2024. In his remarks during the state banquet he hosts for Widodo at Malacañang Palace in Manila, Marcos said the two nations have fostered a true relationship built on 7.5 decades of trust, mutual understanding, and extensive engagement throughout the years. The Philippine Coast Guard has completed a week-long rotation and resupply mission in the West Philippine Sea despite being shadowed by China Coast Guard vessels. In a statement on Wednesday, the PCG said multi-role response vessels BRP Cabra and BRP Sidagan conducted the RORE mission from January 3 until Tuesday when they arrived at the fort of Buliluyan in Batarasa, Palawan. During the mission, it is said the vessels and their crew delivered essential supplies to PCG personnel deployed at the Calayaan Island Group, specifically at Lawak Island, Panata Island, and Pag-asa Island. Members of the Philippine National Police Maritime Group also took part in the mission. Voter registration for May 2025 midterm elections would resume on February 12, 2024. The Commission on Elections announced on Wednesday. COMELEC Chairperson George Erwin Garcia, in a phone interview, said the voter registration period will run over 7 months or until September 30, 2024. Garcia noted that they expect some 3 million to apply for registration as voters. A bettor from Tarlac bagged the 16.8 million pesos jackpot in Tuesday night's Lotto 642 draw. The winning combination is 4, 39, 23, 19, 17, 36, carried a total jackpot price of 16,813,380 and was won by a bettor who brought a ticket in Camiling Town, the Philippine Charity Sweepstakes office said in a press statement on Wednesday. The Barbasa Multi-Purpose Cooperative opened a consolidation center to help its members market their products. Barbasa MPC agriculturist Jose de la Cruz Jr. in an interview Wednesday said the Agri-Produce Consolidation Center or Bagsakan Center that opened on January 8, 2024 in the municipality of Sibalom will initially cater to 25 farmer beneficiaries producing vegetables including I value crops. Join us again tomorrow for another news update here in our podcast channels. I am Shankevi Flores. God bless and good evening.